This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
All right, everybody. So I really want to go over this particular show topic, and I've been thinking about it for a while, and I'm really surprised I have not done this topic yet. It's a very simple one. It's so simple. It's so simple and so me to talk about this. I'm surprised I haven't made it a topic of conversation yet. All right. So what this show is going to be about is why the hell Dutch Brothers is such a waste of frickin' money. It's a waste of money. Like, I cannot... I just want to say that buying Dutch Brothers is almost as bad... is pretty much as bad for your budget as buying a pack of cigarettes. Now, you're probably thinking to yourself, are you fucking insane? I'll tell you this, though. A pack of cigarettes can last a lot longer. If you go to Dutch Brothers every day, you're spending money that's just absurd. Look, if people invested that exact amount of money that they put into Dutch Brothers, or at least even 75% of the money that they put into the Dutch Brothers coffee that they buy, or fruit drink, or whatever the hell Dutch Brothers sells. I haven't been there. I mean, I go there with friends, but I don't buy anything. You know, if they want to buy things, they can, but I tell them I just don't support it. I just don't support buying coffee at a stand. I still don't get it to this day. And, you know, call me Old Man River. Call me Old Curmudgeon. You know, call me whatever you'd like. Don't care. I'm standing by this decision. I don't care how unpopular it is. I almost kind of want to tell everybody to suck my D, you know, but look, it's a bad call. Let's do the calculation real quick. Let's look at the Dutch Brothers menu. I think that'll be a good start. So let's look up Dutch Bros menu. All right, let's look at these menu prices, and I think this will help us. It'll help us determine if Dutch Brothers is truly a waste of money. Now, I don't know how much cigarettes are. I'm assuming cigarettes, $5, $6, $7, depending on where you're at. I'm in Oregon, so let's take a look here. I think this is really important to go over. I sincerely believe this is. And this is going to take just a second, though. I got to make sure I link this up. But yeah, I'm a firm believer in the fact that, you know, don't buy things that you can make at home. You know, try not to, at least. Look, it's okay if you splurge every once in a while. It's okay to occasionally go to a restaurant. But I see people who claim they never have money, right? Always claim they never have money, but they're always going to Dutch Brothers to get that fucking fancy Americano, Dutch freeze, cold brew. All right, let's look at the Dutch classics. You know, we kind of want a better idea of how much this shit costs. But there, what pisses me off about their menu is I'm not seeing a fucking price. Where the hell's the price? See, this right here, schemey as hell. Okay, so what about... Okay, so I get it's nice. I get to see the nutritional information, blah, blah, blah. What's the price? What is the price? I need to know. And it's so funny. It's so convenient. They don't list the prices anywhere. Look, I know prices do vary from different locations, so that does make a little bit of sense. But there's a reason I don't invest in coffee places. I know Dutch Brothers is now public. Don't invest. I don't invest in them. I know Starbucks is a public company. I don't invest in them. And you're talking to a guy, by the way, who typically invests in companies that sell addictive products. But I think selling coffee, when you can easily make affordable, cheap coffee and not have to spend that much time on it. At home, going every day, I know people who are Dutch Bros maniacs who go every single day. And I'm like, ugh. And look, I'm pretty much dissing like 75% of people I know. Pretty much just saying, giving the middle finger to everybody I know. But look, it's a bad call. going to a coffee stand to buy $4 or $5 coffee, it's annoying. Like, I am checking out right now. And I love that every single fucking coffee joint has a story. I mean, like, that's nice. Great. I don't care. I just think that coffee, look, I know that people love coffee and I get it. I appreciate how passionate they are. But if Dutch Brothers was smart, they would try to be the Walmart of coffee stands if they could be. You know what I mean? Make your coffee the lowest price possible. Make your little electric berry as low as possible. And now, look, I don't know if I'm blind, but I cannot see what the price is anywhere. And look, you're talking to a guy, who's just not a fan. That's all. I'm not a fan of coffee shops. I'm not discriminating. I'm not telling people to go to Starbucks. I'm telling people to avoid coffee stands in general. Make it at home. It's so much better for your wallet. It's way better for your wallet. And the reason I am so, how do you say it, passionate about this is because I know, because I don't go to expensive places like coffee shops. I don't go to restaurants. Now, I do take my girlfriend out to eat maybe once every 2 weeks. I do that. We'll go to a nice little Chinese restaurant or something, you know. But she understands why I don't go to restaurants. She understands why I don't go to coffee shops. She gets it. And I like to explain these things to people, my methodology, my thought process, and why it's such a damn waste of money. And you know, I don't know. I just find it, I'm glad that they're successful. I do always appreciate a good success story. And they clearly have decent customer service. Like, the people at their stands, that every time I've been there, are very friendly, even if I don't order anything. Even if it's just my friend who may be ordering something, like my buddy Billy. You know, pretty much, I think Billy's the only person I ever go with to Dutch Brothers. But look, I mean, like I said, I appreciate entrepreneurship. I just, for the consumer's sake, and I'm desperately not trying to drive away business, because I think the only thing this is going to do is just make people angry at me, and which I'm totally fine with. But for the people who are listening, for like the small minority of people who are listening to this and actually thinking about their budget, who do go to Dutch Brothers or Starbucks or any of those fucking coffee shops, I'm going to title this, I was actually going to title this just Dutch Brothers is a waste of money, but I'm going to do Dutch Brothers and Starbucks are a I won't say effing, are a waste of money. Because I think coffee shops really are, just going to coffee shops is just coffee stands, coffee shops, you name it. It's like, I know some people don't have the time in the morning to make like some tea or some coffee, but dude, coffee machines are everywhere. They're fucking affordable. they even have timers on them now. You know, and honestly, if you just get up fucking earlier instead of fucking waiting the last minute, like I do, I sometimes wait the last minute, you'd be okay. Another thing I might want to recommend to everybody that could help a lot of people out, I think this will actually help a lot of people out. What you could do instead is... And I'm going to do more series of that. I'm going to do more series where I call out different things as being a waste of money. I think I'm going to do cigarettes next, because I remember when I was smoking cigarettes, it was fucking awful. But let's do the math real quick. Because I do want to do the math on the Dutch Brothers thing, or the Starbucks. But actually, you know, I'm just going to call this Dutch Brothers a waste of money, because I want this to be very centralized. So let's say I spent $5 every day, maybe before work, right? So I'm working 5 days a week, right? And let's do $5 times five. So that's $25 a week I'm spending on coffee at Dutch Brothers. Okay, nice. All right, well, let's times that by four then. So I'm spending $100 a month strictly on overpriced coffee, right? And I think because of inflation, it may be $6, just to let everybody know. But the reason it's such a bad call, even if you are a coffee fiend, you could buy ground coffee for a pretty good price. Some coffee filters. Coffee maker. Right? Get some water. And you have coffee for the day. As long as you have a dedicated cup, make it as big as you want. Make a whole pot of coffee. Make it pretty strong if you need to. See, the thing is, it's more customizable when you make it at home. Buying it at Dutch Brothers is so expensive and unnecessary. Look, even if you're rich as shit, don't buy Dutch Brothers. Invest money. Invest that money. I invest my money all the time. Am I investing into Dutch Brothers? Fuck no. I don't believe they as a company are worth investing in. I don't like coffee shops. This is not to be, like I said, I'm not trying to smash or trash Dutch Brothers too much. I'm trying to trash coffee shops in general. So I guess in a sense, yes, maybe I am being a little bit harsh. But I'm harsh with the reason I'm honest. I'm an honest person. And, you know, I walk by the Dutch Brothers stand occasionally, every day. I think to myself, I should have actually looked at their menu. Brought it back with me. It's too late now. But, you know, it's just for me personally. And like I said, I don't like to be an old curmudgeon. Like, look, if it gets you guys off to flirt with the baristas and do whatever you do, whoever you may be, I think it's honestly just, I think people just like to go and flirt with the bartender or barista or whatever the hell you call those people. At the end of the day, though, it's seriously one of the biggest wastes of money, and I just kind of have to call it out. I can't just, for me personally, it's just one of those things that I can't idly just stand by and just say it's a good investment, it's good to buy coffee every day. I have a feeling. Let's see, how much is Starbucks, how much is Dutch Brothers coffee? I'm going to look it up right now. That'll at least give us how much is Dutch Bros coffee. There's a site called realmenuprices.com. I might have to look this up. I might have to start using this. Okay, so their small kicker is $3. Nice. $4.50 for their large. Okay, take that back. Their prices aren't the worst, but it's still a bad call to buy coffee every day. Like, it still is, man. I mean, they do have the infused teas and stuff, but you can make tea at home. You get energy drinks at home. They do have the Blue Rebel energy drink, which is really cool. I think it's nice that they have their own energy drink. I think it's really cool. I'm not a big fan of energy drinks because they give me heart palpitations. Dutch Freeze. And, like, I've had all of these. You know, they're good products, but they're not stuff that you should... Is this stuff you shouldn't just buy every day? You're really going to wound yourself at the end of the day. The 911 is crazy. It's a very, like, these are crazy ones, but they're good. So, I mean, the prices aren't as bad as I thought they were. They're still bad, though. You want to get a large, you know, you have to pay a little pretty penny. But still, it's close to $5, you know. I won't even get started on how much. In fact, comparatively, if you were to compare like Starbucks, for instance, let's go to the, I'm going to look at real menu. I'm looking at real menu prices right now. If I went to S and I checked out Starbucks, what would Starbucks tell me at least? So let me see here. Okay. Starbucks actually is not that bad. Actually, Starbucks might be the Walmart of coffee. Now, they do have their fancy coffees, but they also have their basic ass shit. I don't know. Starbucks may not be that bad. I guess I've never, I can't remember the last time I actually stepped foot in a Starbucks. So all I know is I've been more exposed to Dutch Brothers. Honestly, comparatively, though, I'd say Starbucks actually has the, almost might be the Walmart of, I don't know. Not bad, though. Really not bad at all. But, and I don't know. It's realmenuprices.com, so, Oh, I don't know, you guys. I don't know what to do. Don't know what to think. But, yeah, I don't know. From what I've been able to see, just not a Dutch Brothers guy. Not a Starbucks guy. I wouldn't get either, to be honest. Oh, hell, I'll make it about both of these. I think they're both overly priced bullshit. Coffee. I just think coffee shops in general are dumb. I don't care if you're a mom and shit pop. I don't care if you're a mom and pop coffee shop. I don't care if you're big time. Really, I mean, look. Anything with an addictive substances like caffeinated beverages are always going to sell. There's always going to be a culture around addictive products. There's a culture around alcohol. There's a culture around coffee, caffeine. There's a culture around smoking cigarettes or smoking weed. That's addictive. Anything with anything that has an addictive element to it is always going to have some sort of culture around it. And it makes sense. I like yerba mate. There's a lot of hipsters who drink yerba mate. I drink yerba all the time. It would be interesting, though, to see them do a yerba mate-style drink at Dutch Bros. I don't think they'd take advice from me anytime soon, though. They probably see this video and be like, this guy's a hater. This guy sucks. I ain't buying coffee from them. I ain't investing in them. I've got no skin in the game, man. I am nice enough not to try to short them. I want to see them thrive, ultimately. I think what they're doing, look, they're doing what they want to do. The creators are doing exactly what they set out to do, and I appreciate it. I just think that for the common person, it's a really dumb idea if you don't have any money to go. Even if you do have money still, try to just avoid those. You know, honestly, I notice a lot of people like me who typically have a lot of investments, who typically are big-time CEO people, don't spend money on coffee. They don't spend a lot of it, at least. Hell, I drink yerba mate for God's sakes, and I barely spend any money on that shit. I guess the truth is, you know, I guess I want a world where everybody thinks like me. No, just kidding. That'd be a bad idea. Because then everybody would invest like me, and then I'd be fucked. But yeah, the goal at this point really is just to help you guys out. I'm not trying to put Dutch Brothers out of business. That's terrible. I don't work like that, but I am critical of coffee shops, for sure. I think they're overpriced, unnecessary. And the only reason people defend coffee shops so heavily, and it's such a crazy culture of fanatics, is because coffee's an addictive substance. And if I am trashing your addictive substance and I'm saying coffee's stupid, or coffee shops are stupid, you're going to get pissed because you're addicted to it. And things that you're addicted to, you tend to defend very toughly, really hard. Cigarette smokers tend to defend cigarettes pretty aggressively. Weed smokers defend weed pretty aggressively. Alcoholics, yeah, I do it a little bit too. I like to drink. My point is, of course I'm going to get backlash for this. That's all I got to say. I'm just going to get backlash for it. I want the backlash. I want to see what it's like. As Winston Churchill once said, you don't have any enemies, you haven't stood up for anything. And I'm standing up against the coffee shops being a waste of money. It's a waste of fucking money. Anyway, later, guys. Thank you guys for taking the time. Stay safe. Stay sexy. Stay healthy. See you guys on the other side. Later.